Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounts. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Also joining the show, he is my co-host, Larry Duncan.
What's going on, Antonio? How you doing, man? Did you have a good Thanksgiving, bud?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. God bless my family. I went to Louisville, had a good time, got to see everybody I wanted to see. A couple family members weren't there. Would have been good to catch up, but I'm extremely blessed and grateful to catch up with everybody, and it was a good Thanksgiving. What about you?
Yeah, it's hard to get everybody together. We ended up having 39 at my niece's house over in Logan County.
Ooh, she's got a farm. A lot of people.
It is a lot of people, but I'm one of 7 kids. By the time you get all our kids in and their kids, and it just gets big pretty quick. But we had a good time out on the farm. It was a nice day. We were able to get out, let the kids sit on the horses and look at the goats and
that's what's up. I should have took my nephews would have loved that.
Oh yeah, it's a good time.
They got too much energy. So, yeah. man, I'm really excited about this podcast today.
No doubt,
it's a person that I met maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. She's really cool, really good personality. Been promoting her a lot. I've been trying to tell the world about her, but they're gonna find out about her today. She is Allison Baugh. What's up? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good. I'm so glad I'm here.
Glad to have you.
It's an honor to have you. Like I told you, me and Larry, you know, we've been ready for this episode for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you kept telling me about Allison, and then one night, this girl
is a real deal.
Driving, and somebody gets in my car, and she's like, "I think I'm gonna be on your podcast next week." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute, you got to be Allison."
Yeah. So that was Allison. Funny. We've been trying to get Allison on here last couple of weeks, but Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Yeah, of course. So I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I grew up pretty small family, single mom, you know, so I've always been pretty independent. I have a little brother, and then I have a sister who lives in California. Cool. She goes to Berkeley. Yes.
She's older?
She's older. She's 1 year older, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I went to Great House, if you know where that is, in Kentucky. Then I went to Barrett and then Male. So I feel like I've always gone to traditional school. So I've gotten a pretty good education, and I feel like that's what prepared me for college so well. So now I'm here. I'm thriving. I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. So kind of talk about that. Let's kind of touch on Louisville.
Yeah.
So I named this episode City Girl on
City
purpose.
City Girl, yep.
A lot of people told me when I was doing the marketing and promoting, they was like, "City girl, she got to be from the city." Where mm-hmm. she from? Nashville, Louisville.
Somebody say
Indianapolis. I said she's actually from Louisville. So kind of talk about Louisville, and kind of talk about tell us a little bit about Louisville that we don't know. Everybody's probably been there. I know I've been there several times.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about Louisville.
I feel like Louisville, you know, if you live in Louisville, you just know how it is. Like, I don't know. It's not a big city, but it's big enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't get lost. It's not like New York or Chicago, but I definitely love it. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of violence. I will say that, which is crazy. There's a lot of violence. As like a local there, I feel like, you know, sometimes you can either tune it out or you can, you know, you notice everything. Yeah. But my school, Male, I just feel like I got a really good, I got to see the good parts of Louisville. You know, I got to see, you know, my football team, you know, almost win state. I helped out a lot. I did a lot of charity stuff, definitely. Also downtown, I feel like, you know, if you're a local, you know, everyone's like, "Oh, where do you go? Where is the spots to go?" We don't go to those spots downtown.
4th Street Live?
Yeah, no, I don't really go to that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's a
tourist
attraction.
Yeah, it's a tourist attraction.
Right, yeah. It's like almost any city. The locals go to completely different places.
Yes,
then, you don't see many Nashvillians that are on Broadway.
Nope.
They're not going there.
You know what's funny about you saying that? A lot of people, when I go to Las Vegas, I think it's the funnest thing in the world, but the locals down there, they tell me, "Don't go to North Vegas."
Yeah.
I'm at the airport when I'm in Nashville. "Don't go to North Vegas." I get down there. "Don't go to North Vegas." The hotel lady, "Don't go to North Vegas." Even the locals say they don't go down to the strip or nothing because they're used to it. You know, just basically what you said. But to me, a person that's from the outside coming in, I'm thinking it's everything when they don't think it is. It's not. So I can understand where you're coming from when it comes to that. I want to kind of touch on Louisville a little bit more deeper. So kind of talk about not only Louisville, the city, kind of talk about, I know me and Larry were talking about the violence thing. What's something fun when you get in the city, when you go visit your family and your friends or you go back just for the weekend? What's something fun that everybody needs to do or a perfect food spot that you love, that you have to go to?
Like you said, you don't go to the spots that the tourists go. Yeah. So where do the locals go? Tell us.
Okay,
give some inside scoop here.
Well, for the holidays, I know everyone likes to do this. It's called Lights Under Louisville, you know, and just go through down there, Mega Cavern, see all the lights. That's a pretty big thing. Yeah. I love doing that. It doesn't get old. You know, you always want to see that every holiday. I feel like every local in Louisville does that. But food spot, I'd probably have to say in the Highlands, there's some really good places. I go to a place called, it's on the street. I don't even know the name, but it's a Greek place and it has really good falafel wraps. Yeah. I love those. What's another place? Let me think. Do you know Ditto's?
I don't. Is that a food spot?
Yeah, it's in Highlands. Anything in the Highlands, really. I love the Highlands. They have a lot of good food.
We have a daughter that goes to U of L, and when we go pick her up, a lot of times we'll go to the Highlands.
My sister went to Louisville,
too. We've eaten at two Greek places in Highlands.
Oh, yeah. And then there's this one place that, I don't know, people either love it or hate it, but I kind of like it. It's called Burritos As Big As Your Head.
It's La
Bamba. And what do they serve?
Burritos. It's called La Bamba, but Burritos As Big As Your Head. But I've heard of that. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Good deal.
Okay, that's what's up. Like I said, I mean, so we kind of touch on the violence thing. What's funny is right before you walked in and we got settled, me and Larry were just talking about that, like the violence in Louisville. I was saying, like, I like Louisville and I enjoy it, but people were telling me that Louisville's starting to get compared to like Memphis. It's getting that bad, like with the violence. So how is it like with all the temptation and like some people, when you're in college, you know what I'm saying? You got friends back at home. How are you staying focused and not like in the streets or anything like that when it comes to like violence or just going left? And
No, of course. I feel like, I mean, that has to always do with people's like upbringing and stuff. But I've always just like, you know, I've seen a lot as I was young, so I knew what direction not to steer into, like, you know, with family members and stuff. So like, I don't know, I just feel like that's part of the reason why, just from personal experiences. And also, like, you know, my school's always taught me pretty well, you know, no guns, no drugs, all that type of stuff. But I mean, I think it just comes down to who you are. Like, I mean, I know for myself, I know the reason I'm here for college. I didn't come here to goof around. You know, obviously I'm going to have fun, but I know I came here to get my degree. And I know that Louisville, I mean, yes, there's violence, but it has a lot to give people too. Like, I've had amazing opportunities, especially through my school. But like the violence, I mean, I just feel like I know that that's not for me. Right. And I just feel like a lot of that type of stuff, like, you know, you hear about it, but you don't even see it. So it is kind of, it's scary because you're like, oh, I don't know if that could ever happen to me, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I worry about my sister. Like I was telling Larry, my dad, he really don't like my sister to live in Louisville. Now she lives in a good area there, but
I mean, anything could happen anywhere now.
But that's what we're saying.
It's the same thing with my
broad daylight. A lot of people still get killed or anything, you know?
She worries about our daughter going to school there.
Oh, yeah.
Louisville's something else. I'm telling you.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
You just have to be aware of your surroundings at all times. Can't have your head buried in your phone when you're walking back from your car or to the dorm, stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of little things you can do that can really help out and keep you out of harm's way.
Yes. Pepper spray, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of touch on male high school a little bit and how you got prepared to come to WKU. So tell us a little bit about, I know you mentioned a few things about Mel. Everybody knows it's a very good academic school, one of the better traditional schools in the state of Kentucky. I know that for a fact. We always played them in sports when I was in high school, and they always had great academics. A lot of good famous people names come out of there too, you know, that made it to the NFL or very successful. So kind of talk about your high school and how it prepared you to come to college at WKU.
Yeah, of course. So Mail was definitely, I had a lot of ups and downs there. Freshman year, kind of didn't like it. You know, I was new, didn't really know what to do. Sophomore year, then I started to make some friends. You know, COVID happened, so that was weird. And that was a weird thing for everyone, a weird transition. But after that, I really started to get, like, you know, more involved. I feel like my teachers made a big impact on me. I had a lot of really good teachers. You know, I could tell they cared. They were very engaged. Our school was very diverse, so I feel like I was always exposed to different cultures and everything, which I thought that was real cool. You know, I always felt like there wasn't a lot of cliques. Like, yes, there was cliques, but not really. Like, everyone was nice to each other. Like, if you know, if you went to Mail, like, you're nice to everyone.
Is it a private school?
No, it's a traditional school.
I couldn't stand Mail. Every time we come down there, everybody knows about Mail. They always number one football.
Yeah.
And they got us one time, but the next year we beat them to go to regionals. And I just remember, like, Mail High School, you always hear the name, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And come from Radcliffe, you know, we're only 26 miles from Louisville, but you know, that's like a powerhouse, like in academics and sports. So you're like, damn, we got to play male. It's like,
oh, yeah,
they good at everything. It's like, I cannot stand these kids. They're probably snooty. They're probably, I didn't know how it worked. We were just a public school.
I mean, there's always those people that are, you know,
yeah,
snooty. But I mean, from what my experience, I feel like I had a pretty good high school experience. You know, I definitely know some things not to do ever again, but I feel like male, it was fun too. Like, it was a fun school. We were always really hype. You know, I felt like we had a good school spirit too. Mm-hmm.
So did you always know that you wanted to go to Western, or how did you end up at Western?
Yeah.
Was
so
one thing in particular that brought you there for, you know, for your major, or did you just want to get away from home a little bit, a couple hours away from the parents, get that independence?
Yeah. So my mom went to Western. Okay. And so like she's always talked about it. She loved it. You know, she mm-hmm. was an 80 pie. She loved all that type of stuff. And I never really took that route. But I honestly, it was for my major, because I was like, well, I was looking at Kentucky. I was looking at Louisville. I didn't want to stay in Louisville. I wanted to get away. I needed mm-hmm. some change. I needed different environment, make new friends.
Sure.
But I was like, I don't want to go to UK because they don't really have any type. I didn't really ever look into it because like Western has always been at my top interest. But the journalism program is what really brought me here.
Yeah, they're very well known.
Yes, yes.
Their journalism program.
Yes, that's what brought me here. And also I came here with my mom and she just knew like everything. And I liked the campus during the fall time. So I definitely came here in the right time.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful campus, that's for sure.
Yeah, but now it's getting cold and I'm just like, uh-oh.
Not a cold weather person?
No, I'm not. No, not at all.
Me neither. I dislike it more every year.
Yes, me too.
As I get older. Well, cool. So, did any of your friends come to Western as well, or did you kind of come here and kind of have to form some new friendships?
I have some hometown friends that I'm still friends with, like two of my best friends that came to Western, but I kind of just made that decision on my own. You know, I didn't really think about anyone. I was like, I know I need to go here for myself, but then I just feel like with that came, you know, I got to rekindle some good friendships mm-hmm. and I met a lot of good people too.
Yeah. And it is, I think a lot of kids have that same feeling. I know all our kids, none of the kids went to Western. We had two that went to UK. We had one up at Louisville. We had one that went over to NKU. We got one over at Murray. We got kids everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot. So, those are all good schools though.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, just to get away, I think that's good. When I went to Western, you know, I didn't go away like they did, but, it's amazing the amount of passengers that I have who are from Louisville or Lexington or Nashville, mm-hmm. you know, and they're like, yeah, I just wanted to get away a little bit. You
right.
know?
Not too far.
So,
not
yeah,
too.
You know, mom, dad's not going to be dropping in, but if there's an emergency, they could be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I need them real quick. So, yeah, I think that's pretty common, but I think it's a really good idea for people to do because it's harder to build that independence when your house is your mom and dad's, are, you know, 3 miles
right,
down the road.
Right.
And you just drop in.
Yep.
Hey, mom, you want to do my laundry? You know.
Like no, that. I got to drive 2 hours home.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. So that definitely makes it.
Yes.
Yeah. When did you first have or realize you had interest in journalism and broadcasting and things like that?
I've always been a really good writer. I've noticed that. I never really knew if I wanted to pursue that as a career or not. Mm-hmm. But until like, you know, junior, senior years when I was like, okay, well, I'm good at this. Like, I could maybe do something with this. And then one time it just kind of got funny. Like me and my friends were like, can you do a news voice? And I was like, oh, let me just try it. And we saw it on TV or something and I did it. And they were like, well, that's really good. And I was like, okay. So then I just like, I saw on TikTok a bunch of like news anchors and stuff. And I was like, this is probably my cup of tea. And I was like, well, then journalism goes hand in hand with that. You know, you're writing your own scripts and finding stories for people. So then I was like, okay, I think I want to do something with journalism and broadcasting. And that's when I was like, I also been wanting to go to WKU too. So and they have a great program for that. So it just all worked out
really good.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, so your major is journalism and your minor is broadcasting.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So kind of if anybody that's out there,
mm-hmm.
somebody that's in high school like you were last year,
mm-hmm.
what advice would you give them like to start their career, you know what I'm saying, when it's broadcasting journalism, because they could choose anything, mm-hmm. you know, there's all walks of life of people that do it. Some people are in the workforce, some people decide to go to the military. You chose college,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Kind of just touch on that, you know what I'm saying, like why you think that career is a really good one. You know?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's definitely very competitive. So I feel like if you want to go in that career and you want to stand out, you're going to have to put the work in and you're going to have to put yourself out there, which is not for everyone. But I feel like if you want to get out of your comfort zone, this is a great like major career to go down. Industry, like the media industry. I mean, it has its part, you know, it, you know how it can be. But like, I feel like if you like to talk, you know, news could be for you. But also if you want to be behind the camera, like there's a lot of different aspects of it. And I've learned everything. Like I do anchor for WKU, the News 12, but I also, you know, I have to go out and film. Like last night I went to that event and filmed, or, you know, I have to go find stories, or I have to, you know, like do teleprompter. Like there's so many different things to it. Not even just like the news part, you know, you can do like work for the Herald here at WKU or the Talesman. There's all types of different stuff. So I feel like if you know you're creative, like you should definitely just do it, because like you're bound to find something you love.
Right. And that's what, like I said, that's what I mentioned. That's why I noticed right off the bat about you is you're day in, day out work. You know what I'm saying? You're always, either you got the camera, you're doing anchor, or you're studying for this, you're doing that. Where does that motivation come from?
Like
when you wake up early in the morning, what gets you to go? Because, you know, a lot of people say motivation is, everybody has their own definition for motivation, you know? Where does that come from when it comes to you?
Yeah, honestly, probably it comes from all those years that there was years I was slacking off, you know, and I really realized like, you know, no, like I'm not going to do that. But also I have a lot of faith that keeps me going. And I just feel like I've had a lot of, you know, I've lost a lot of people in my life. So I just know that, you know, I have a purpose, you know what I'm saying? So that keeps me going, because I'm like, I want to do that for my family, or I want to have a, you know, I want to live a wealthy lifestyle when I get older. I don't want to always maybe work a 9-to-5. So that's what keeps me going.
Right. I heard that. she got it going, don't she?
No doubt.
I told you, Allison is the real deal.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I've had a lot of people come on the show, and I'm not just going to compare nobody, because I know a lot of people support and follow this show. They're going to be listening. I'm not trying to compare to nobody, but everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? The personality, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, just the will. So, and that's why I was like, man, she needs to come on the show. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think she'd be really good, you know, and then your media background, and you really trying to, you know, make it in life. So,
so you do the news, is there any, can you think of like a certain story that you've done or something you've covered that's really, really touched you personally?
Yeah. So let me think. Probably I didn't cover this story, but they did like about, when was this? They did one about Pride.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Like with our like community around here. Mm-hmm. What else did they do? We've done so many different ones. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. It's hard to pick.
Honestly,
one.
Even just last night, like I have never seen like, someone last night, I was at a Kwanzaa event. It was the Kwanzaa celebration. You know, me and my friend Ananda, she works for News 12. We went there and filmed, and a girl was sharing about how she went on to a travel abroad trip. Mm-hmm. And that kind of touched me, because she said she just saw so many different things, like, you know, like that we don't even experience.
Sure.
So I feel like that's good. I'm still in the process of making that story, actually, but I feel like that definitely touched me and opened my eyes, because I didn't even know about like what Kwanzaa was. I didn't realize how cool it was.
Yeah. Kind of touch on, we kind of talked about motivation.
Yeah.
What keeps you going? Do you ever get homesick?
Oh yeah, I do. I did come back from Thanksgiving break, actually, because I just feel like I missed my bed. I missed my mom.
I know how you feel on that. Remember, I said the same thing. I got to have my bed.
Yes.
It's just, I know you probably feel the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I definitely understand when that comes from. But I know a lot of times when I first came to Western, and just being from Radcliffe is just 1 hour and 20 minutes away, I would get homesick too, or just the home cooked meal from a, you know, because I know y'all got a lot of stuff or choices at the school when it comes to a lot of food choices. But at the same time, it's still not like mom or dad's,
yeah, no,
or your aunt or uncle or your grandma, you know.
Nothing's so, like mom's cooking.
Yeah. So kind of talk about that. That's I think that's something to be interesting. Like, you know, when you're a college student, like, talk about the food, like kind of how is that like compared to, obviously your mom's food is, you're going to think your mom's food is better, but kind of talk about, are you getting your 200 calorie diet at school?
Yeah, no, I could definitely say some things about that. Well, I didn't realize So once you get here, you know, you see, oh, there's all these food options. But now when you get into the semester, you realize like, oh, there's really not. Like there is, there's Fresh, there's, you know, Subway, Chick-fil-A, Steak and Shake. But like, there's not very many places where you can get like some like good produce or like some vegetables. So I will say I do meal plan, or like I go to the grocery sometimes, because like sometimes I'm just like, yeah, no. But it is a different, because I mean, I'll do anything for a home cooked meal. Like,
right.
I'm going home Friday and I just know I'm going to ask my mom, can you cook this up for me? Because I'm excited. And I missed that from Thanksgiving too. I got a little too used to that. And then I came here and I was like, oh, I want some home cooked meals, you know? But I definitely will say, like, my eating habits definitely have changed for sure, like here. Like, and I know a lot of other college students have too. But as long as, you know, you keep up and you make sure you eat, you know, you're good. It just, there's not as many options, but you can meal plan. I do recommend that to college students. Yeah. But in the dorm, it's hard, but you still can do it.
So besides, it sounds like you're very involved with your major and all that, but are there other activities or groups or organizations that you're involved with at campus?
No, there's not, but I was looking, I wanted to do, I mean, I don't know, call me crazy, but I was, you know, there's the Herald and the Talesman, which is like our magazine and like our news, whatever, like the writing portion.
I was going to say, I remember like, they interviewed me a couple times, like, you know, they were, you know, the Herald, whoever's the reporter is, they stop and talk to students on campus.
Yeah.
And they ask you about certain subjects. I did a couple articles. I had a couple articles. There was a lunch lady that lived there. I mean, that worked there for like 20 years. I don't know if you ever heard about that. She died in 2019. Mm-hmm. She was there for like 20 years. She had cancer. But a lot of people don't know the story. I had to show y'all the article. I was in the paper for that. It's because the Herald interviewed me. It's kind of a touchy subject, but the lady, she knew me. And she knew my brother and a lot of my friends. When we were low on meal plans, it was revealed in the paper that she would let us get free food. She worked there for 20 years. And we revealed that in the paper, and I did a story on it. And they interviewed me. She died of cancer. And she wanted to see me graduate, and I ended up graduating, you know, maybe like a year before she passed away. But she never told nobody that she had cancer and she was dying. But there was many days where, like on the weekends, you know how your meal plans go down or whatever. It was many days where I had like one or two of my brother or my friends, and she told us to keep our mouth closed, and she let us through. Right. And we revealed that in the papers, and you know, and WKU seen my tweet on Twitter, and they wanted to do a story about it. And you can look it up on Google, and a lot of people ask about it, but it makes me think of stuff like that. And she was a really good lady. Like I said, she worked there for 20 years. And what's funny is her husband died a year before that of cancer or something. She died a year later after that. But she seen me graduate. But she always looked out for a lot of people. She looked out for a lot of students. Yeah. And in the Herald, us, a lot of people revealed that she helped them out, too. She wasn't supposed to be doing that, obviously. But I ain't want the lady to lose her job or nothing. But she was just kind of like that mom from at home. And I remember like yesterday, but... So I always remember the Herald for doing that. And I've done a couple of things, like, you know, they ask you questions at school about campus and stuff like that. So you definitely should work with them and try to, like, you know, connect with them. I think it's a good calling.
Oh yeah. The Herald's been around forever. Yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, back in the day, I mean, it was, you know, you picked them up all around town. Yeah. It wasn't that many years ago that you pick them up around town. Mm-hmm. They I can't remember the name. I have to look it up, but, yeah, one of the writers from the Herald, I guess they were looking for a story or something, but they did a story on me on this, my Uber. You know,
yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that they win so many awards. Oh, yeah. I mean, every year it seems like you hear about them winning just numerous awards for the program. So it's definitely a well thought of program and a very honored program to be in.
Yeah. And I want to say, like, about the Herald, just thinking about it, I just remember like yesterday I had found that out. Like I said, the lady, she never told nobody she had cancer. So I didn't see it. You know, I was already gone from campus after a year, and I was wondering, she probably still working up there. And I just never forget that day. I found out on Twitter. I woke up and I checked my phone. You know, you check your phone for notifications and stuff. And I seen it on Twitter that she had died. I didn't think it was her because I didn't know her full name. I just knew her name. And I read that article and I just commented on it. And the Herald saw it. They got in touch with me and they did they posted my tweets and everything I said about it. And I remember saying, I quoted, I was like, it's a sad day to learn that she died. I said, she wanted to see me graduate. She did. But It was just bad news to find out that day. Like, because I didn't, like I said, she kept it a secret. She didn't want nobody to know. She didn't want hurt nobody's feelings. But that was, but I remember that like yesterday. It's just, but the Herald did a really good story though. So I encourage you to do that. Like, if you can work with them or they can collab, and I'm sure they'll take you. You know what I'm saying? You should definitely do that.
Yeah, maybe next semester or next year, because I'd be a lot with the news too. But I definitely have seen a lot of different like groups I'm interested in. But it's just about time commitment, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You can't. You don't want to spread yourself too.
Yes. Yes.
So with a journalism and broadcasting background, what do you want to do when you get out of school?
Yeah,
you
know, that's your plan? Great question. I definitely have thought about that multiple times. I want to be a news anchor, but I'm just realizing like I actually want to do so many different things in the media industry. So I want to do like have my own. That'd be cool to have my own little talk show.
Yeah,
one day. I want to be a news anchor, but I also know I'm like, I don't want to work a 9-to-5. I mean, obviously I'm going to have to do that to get started. Let me be realistic, but I do have like plenty. I don't want to just, you know, be the same career my whole life. Like, sure. I would love to, you know, be a news anchor for a couple of years and then go in like maybe work for a magazine, but I don't know, all different types of stuff. So I have a lot of like goals in mind.
You'd probably be really good, Allison, at like, since you are developing a lot of skills with camera work and like you, like I told you, she even said she was interested in podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, listen, when me and Larry sit down and talk to you about it and show you the way and everything. And then you got anchoring. So by just putting all that together, all your pieces in the puzzle, like if you can come somehow become a content creator and get your business LLC, you could do it. You can have your own media company, you know, cause me and him started this podcast like that, and you can do it, you know?
Okay.
It's just a lot of will. Yeah. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication. You got to be committed. That's why I tell people, they ask me that all the time, how you got so many episodes podcasting? A lot of people don't know this, and I think I shared it with Larry. Statistics say that the average podcaster only does 10 episodes before they quit or they get lazy
pod
and complacent.
Fate. Yeah, they call it pod fate.
And they give it up. Yeah, pod fate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we got well over 10 episodes, but the average person that does it in America or in the world quits, you know what I'm saying? Because they get lazy and complacent because they don't think they can do it, and they listen to the people on the outside.
Yeah.
But
you hear the numbers on how many podcasts are out there, mm-hmm. but then they show the statistic, how many of those have published anything in the last month?
Right.
So that number's a whole lot lower.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with you. That's the thing with you. Like I was saying one day, just like you're in college and you're young and you got your future ahead of you. So you can't let, you know, a lot of people let temptation, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's boys, girls, drinking, college life, you know, partying. You just got to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Because we all have been there. I done had temptation where I didn't want to do this no more. I didn't want to do that. Or I want to hang out with too many females, or I want to party too much. But you got to stay on that. You just got to stay straight. And if you do that, everything will come true. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you just.
For sure.
You just got to stay focused with it. And I tell anybody that, you know, because I know it's hard, you know, but that's just a stat I wanted to say. A lot of people don't know that if they're going to be listening to this show. It's just, I thought that was interesting. So,
yeah. And, and the neat thing is you can do a lot of different things. You don't have to, especially in these day and age, it's not like it was in the, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, where, you know, you went to work for a company, you worked there for 35 years, they gave you a gold watch, you retire, and that's it. You know, so many people change jobs every couple of years now, or change professions, change careers. I mean, you know, I had a long career working with the city, but even before that, I did a few things. You know, I was I went through a bunch of jobs there for a little while, but I mean, I was lucky enough to be, I was a disc jockey at a country music radio station for a couple of years. You know, I cleaned carpets for a while. You know, I've done real estate now. Yeah. I was a computer system engineer, you know, and I'm a rideshare driver and gig worker.
Me too. I did a lot of stuff.
You have those choices. And, afterwards we'll talk about podcast called Choose FI, Choose Financial Independence, which is a really great podcast and really great resources, especially when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you how you can set up your life, and you can be fine. You know, they don't like to talk about retiring because they still like doing things, but they talk about having your freedom to do what you want to do.
Right.
And you can do it in 10 or 15 years. If you know, work hard for 10 or 15 years, not this work till I'm 65.
Right.
Know? Yeah. And, just touching on that, and I don't mean to cut you off, Larry. I'm sorry. I don't if I did.
It's a good man.
About what you said as being an entrepreneur, see, I worked all these different jobs throughout college, even when I graduated. But I knew people around the city of Bowling Green, just even just Larry or just people that were successful. And I would tell them about my credentials and stuff like that. And someone would tell me, like, dude, you are smart. You need to be. I always wanted to work for myself and just do something, create something myself. Because I used to think, I was like, ain't no wrong working 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? Working 9 to 5, you working 9 to 5. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? You support yourself. But it's so much better when you can just control your own, you know, your mm-hmm. own destiny. You control every. And it's better doing that because you ain't got nobody telling you what to do. You know what I'm saying? You're doing this, you're doing that. But it's like, it's just so different. And a 9 to 5, I feel like it takes so much energy out of a person. Because so much that person that you're working for is dependent on you. When you do this, you got to depend on yourself, mm-hmm. but you got to come with it, though. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what yeah. inspired me to do, like, do podcasts, and him too. Just
and it has pros and cons. Like,
and it
said,
has some pros and cons.
You don't have anybody telling you what to do, but then that means you don't have anybody telling you what to do. You've got to make sure come, and get right. it done.
Come with it. Yeah.
You got to get it done.
And you can do it, Allison. And I see that sure. in you. You can do it, oh, man. Thank you are seriously, like I said, we have a lot of people come, so you are seriously smart. Like, I was shocked when you were a freshman. I mean, you're a freshman. I can't believe it. I thought you were a junior. Just how you are, just your maturity level and just the way you speak and just because most freshmen come in, they don't really start jumping. Larry tell you, don't start jumping into their career until like their junior mm-hmm. senior year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I told you I was a broadcasting major when I came to WKU. But what's crazy was I won focus. That's why I never did it. I switched to communication studies because somebody said, man, you know, you can talk and you're very personable and you don't mind getting in front of a class. Do something where you're kind of a little bit more free from the camera and everything. So that's why I jumped into communication studies and it took off. But as in what you're doing, like, you don't get a lot of people that young that does that. They mm-hmm. usually wait till they're junior. So I'm serious.
Yeah. I have a lot of passengers who are majoring in happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
The first 2 years.
Sometimes I regret it. I'm like, okay, I have a lot on my plate as a freshman. I just need to like get my classes. But then I'm like, you know what? I'd rather get like a good start. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, I'm already doing it now and I've already learned a lot. I mean, I can't even imagine how much I'm going to learn whenever I'm a senior, yeah. you know, like I want to be for able sure. to have a job opportunity right out off the door.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You do internships. This, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Line people ask me, they're like, she's a freshman and she's doing it right now. Yep. I'm telling you, people don't do it to their junior, senior year.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. I'm one of the youngest, yeah.
Yeah, and you're doing it like, you know how every now and then you have a college football team, they redshirt everybody. And just because you're redshirting don't mean you're not going to play in the future.
No,
but
yeah.
then you have that one freshman that's a little bit better than everybody, and he stands out, or she stands out, and they get a lot of playing time. That's what you're doing yeah. right now.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
Serious.
Thank
so
you.
She is, and that's what it is. So, like I said, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Yeah. You just stay focused, and everything's going to come true.
So this is going to be a little different twist. Speaking of having your own talk show, we're going to give Allison the chance. We were talking about this pre-podcast.
Yeah.
She's going to take the opportunity to ask me and Antonio some questions.
Okay,
go
yeah.
ahead.
So
okay.
we're on the hot seat now, cool. Antonio. Are you ready for this, man?
Yeah, just y'all ready? And it can just be about anything. It ain't just got to be about podcasting. Not too current person, but you know what
I'm saying?
Ask anything.
Okay.
Care. Well, yeah, I don't care, but you know.
If I don't know, I'll make something up.
First, I just want to know, like, what's y'all's favorite podcast? Like, what do y'all watch besides your own?
I'll let you go first.
Oh, and then mine changes constantly. But right now, definitely, it's the Choose FI podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's Choose Financial Independence. It's just little changes, little things you can do in your life to make a huge difference on your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's none of it's complicated, and you know it's not these, you know, 27 steps you have to jump through to get this stuff done. It's just little changes that you can make in different areas, and these people have done it, and they've been able to retire or be financially independent after 10 or 15 years of working mm-hmm. really hard. And I wish I'd have known this when I was your age.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, that's definitely my favorite podcast I'm listening to right now.
Okay.
I definitely want to check that one out. I ain't even know about it. I think I might have heard of it, but I got a few. Let me think. Of course, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I listen to Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan is probably the number one podcasting guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he is who he is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He's done every different episode. You know, just to name a few, though, but Joe Rogan, $1 million worth of game with Gillian Wallow. That's extremely popular. They have famous rappers come on the show and they just tell them their story. It's really popular. It's a really popular show. The Pivot It's about NFL players that retire, and they bring NFL players and they talk about rookies or people come out of college, kind of like, you know, they talk about financial, staying away from females, mm-hmm. because it ain't always females just trying to get your money. But when you're an athlete, like, dang, you're making so much money, just stand away from temptation. So I listened to that one. It's a lot of, I would say those three for sure. Dave Ramsey, mm-hmm. he got his own. Yeah. So, yeah. I've always been, a lot of people know, I've always been, I think Larry will say, I've always been a type of person that, I save my money really, really good. My family don't know how I do it. I've always been able to do it like that. People probably think that I spend a lot of money because I like to have fun. I go travel a lot. But what people don't know is, I wouldn't say I'm cheap, but I look for deals and stuff. So Dave Ramsey, he talks about saving your pockets and stuff like that. And because anything can happen on a rainy day. So I've always been very, very good at saving money. So anybody needs my family, they always hit me up because they know I'm going to have something. You know what I'm saying? I might not tell them how much I got. And I have told one or two, and they'd be like, what? How? But it's really just by being financial, kind of what you just said, though. Yep. It's just like, so I like listening to Dave Ramsey. He talks about credit cards and I really stay focused on that because, you know, you don't want to, you know, we talked about it before on shows before. You don't want to go broke or not have anything.
Yeah, you don't want to live your life in debt. You know, no, these people that, you don't. That you know, go $300,000 in debt and they're getting a philosophy degree. And you're like, how's that going to work out for you? You know,
right.
And this stuff we're trying to teach all of our kids, you know, we're, mm-hmm. that's what I'm giving all of them for Christmas is this book that goes along with this, you know, Choose FI podcast. we've given them Dave Ramsey books in the past too. If you can learn that stuff when you're young, you're just going to set yourself up so much better than trying to do it later in life.
Right. And I'm trying to teach my sister. She does okay, but I tell her every day, even I told her this weekend, she probably going to be listening. I said, money does not grow on trees. So when you want me to help you, I help you because you're my sister or a family member. But you got to understand, if I say no, I cannot do it.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. something, I call my sister out because I know she's going to be listening and she'll tell my mom and dad it'll be some issue. But but I'm just trying to teach her, you know what I'm saying? Because she's always got questions. But a lot of people always have questions. How you do it? But you tell them how you do it. You can give them like an open book test. They still won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want it then. So, and I tell my sister, money does not grow on trees. I send her a message like that all the time.
Yeah.
When I say no to her, but most of the time I give it to her. But she get mad. She be like, just don't talk to me then.
Yeah. One of my favorite Dave Ramsey quotes is, either you control your money or the lack of it will control you.
Yeah.
And it's just about being intentional. That's mostly what it is. You have people that, you know, go through Starbucks every day. And I mean, you know, that's not a ton of money, but it adds up. And there's all these little things that you can do that you just really don't think about. But if you plan and figure out where your money's going and just they're very intentional about it, you can just make a huge difference for sure.
Right, right. We ain't going on these vacations. I know Larry travels in the summer. He'll go to Florida. Where'd you go this past year?
I went to Virginia for a couple of days.
I know you go to Tampa a lot.
We go to Tampa for water, yeah.
We ain't doing this for love. I go, like I tell people, I travel. You know that. You know, he always asks me, when you going to Vegas?
Yep.
I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to go to Miami, I went to Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. Then been to Atlanta. Like, I like to travel. That's something I like to do. And I'm going to make sure it's going to happen too. You know, so, but I know that I have to say because that stuff costs down there. Yeah. In Vegas, I'm fortunate
I've got
to make
stuff
it three
to show
times.
You about that too. These Choose FI people, they have some travel hacks too.
Yeah, there's a lady down there. She's like, what all do you do? She saw me come back within 2 months and I was getting the hotel in the MGM Grand. And then she switched over to playing in Hollywood. And I was like, hey, you remember me? It's the funniest story. I went in like August. I know I went in April of 2022 and I came back in July. So 2.5, 3 months. And she's like, are you look familiar? I showed her a picture we took when I was down there and she forgot about me. I said, remember I met you at that bar? She's like, yeah. I said, I'm back. I'm Antonio. She's like, oh my God. She's like, I said, I just save my money. That's all you got to do. You do that. You can do anything you want, you know? So that's just, it's just financial lessons though. And, you know, and.
So that was a long answer for one question.
Oh, yeah.
You got any other questions?
No, but I was intrigued.
We can talk forever.
That's another question.
We can certainly talk, can't we, Antonio?
Yeah. We enjoy doing this though.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I know she likes doing what she do. So.
What do you think you could recommend to anyone out there, like kind of what you asked me, what do you think you all could recommend to anyone out there that's just trying to make a name for themselves, or, you know, they don't want to just be normal. They want to go outside of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what do you recommend? Like, how can someone,
when you say normal, you mean like they want to
do more than the bare minimum in life. What, any just tips you all have, no personal tips?
You know? Yeah. I'm, like I said, when I'm serious, and you looking at my face right now, and I know they can't see people that's going to be listening in. Unless I put it on YouTube, they will. I'll do it. But you got to be focused. You got to be focused. I'm talking about you got to be focused. I've always been the driven and determined person. You got to want it. You got to really want it. A lot of people say they want it, but they don't really want it. Because if you want it, you'll have it. You know what I'm saying? And results. You know what I'm saying? You got to show results. And obviously, stay prayed, you know, like I said, I ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? I have my trials and tribulations, but just having a good team, like me and Larry been friends for about 3 years now,
maybe four years.
Yeah. Four years.
I was looking at that. Yeah.
So 4 years we've been good people. He showed me the way. I always give him the credit. You know what I'm saying? He's a great guy, but I got, you know, I don't hang out with a whole bunch of people. I've lost a lot of friends in the past year too, because it's either you got to look at it like this. When you come in, when you're starting to be successful, everybody's not going to be happy for you. So, and I know we talked about this before, you know, some people get jealous and some people, they're upset with you for some reason. You can't figure it out. I used to wonder like, why are they mad at me? Or why they don't talk to me no more? But it's not about you worrying about what happened, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't control that. So you just, with those things, you just got to stay focused, and you got to understand where you want to go in life. You got to have a good team around you, good parents, you know, talk to good people that want to see you win. Because a lot of people, they pretend, you know, right, there's some people like that, you know, and you know, you have friends where you got some from high school. You probably not, you don't talk to all of them no more, you know? And you're going to have some college friends. Not like, I'm not saying, you know.
Yeah.
But you just, like I said, just stay focused and be disciplined. And really want it. And you keep God first. And I'm telling you, everything you desire will come true. And I know that's happened, because I'm telling you, I've accomplished a lot of stuff. You have no idea. I'm telling you, like, there ain't no way. Like, first person graduating my family. I'm telling you, like, if you know where I come from, it ain't a game. A lot of people don't make it out. And it's not just from being from Radcliffe. When I migrated from Mississippi, and that's part of the reason why my dad moved up here, because he was going through his stuff. So that's why we came from Mississippi to Kentucky. But just staying focused. I don't want to take too much time. So I'm letting Larry talk. But yeah.
Yeah. Along the same lines, just, you know, don't be afraid to do stuff. You got to take that first step, because a lot of people, I can't think of the number of people I've talked to in my car, like, oh man, I thought about starting a podcast. I want to do that. It's like, hey man, here's my card. I'll be happy to help you. He's the only one to follow through. He's really? Antonio's the only one who's ever followed through on that.
Told you, I called him when I met him.
I could tell he was, you know, he was going to follow through, because he was really motivated about it. But you get people all the time, oh yeah, that's great, I've got this idea, I want to do this. And then you touch base with them and they just don't answer or anything. So, you know, you got to follow through. You got to not be afraid to take that first step on doing something. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know much about anything doing a podcast, but I had some friends in Michigan that had been doing it, and, you know, they helped me out, and, you know, I've helped Antonio out, and, you know, we're happy to help people out. But most people are just that first step in doing anything new is usually, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation. You're a little worried. How's this going to turn out? I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I'm not an expert in this area. Well, you're not going to be until you've done it for a while.
Right.
But, you know, remember, your first try is probably going to be your worst try.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get better if you don't do the second one and the third one and the 10th one. So just don't be afraid, because that's what I think, you know, holds most people back. They're afraid to try something new, or they're afraid to try something they don't know a lot about or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be extraordinary or different than people, you can't just be doing the same things that everybody else is doing. Because you're just going to be blending in with the crowd for sure.
Yeah, those are two great answers. Well, dang,
I appreciate it. I'm out just being honest about it, you know, because I know, like I said, I wanted to do this when I met Larry. We met each other randomly, and I remember, I'll never forget it. His car was on my desk, and the next day, I remember like yesterday, and I remember I was, oh, that guy, man, he does podcasting. And I sent him a message. I sent him a message, and he said, I said, let's link up. I want to know more. You know, I got my background in school. I went to WKU. He said, he said, let's meet up. And I'll never forget, we met up at a coffee shop right here. It's a queue right here now, ain't it? But it was a queue right down here.
Down, it used to be down the road.
They just built one right across the street right there. And I'll never forget, we sat down. And but I had already been flirting with it, Allison. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see the thing was with me was I had all this pieces, but I couldn't put it together. He was the piece. Right. I had to put it together. I was navigating, but I couldn't find where I was trying mm-hmm. to go. And I needed somebody. Somebody kept telling me, you need somebody that can show you, because you're knowledgeable and you're smart, but you got to put it together. And when Larry just sat down and talked to me, man, I just took off and I told people, and I'll never forget it. I'm posting on Facebook, so I'm coming out with a podcast, and I got so much feedback and everything. But when it came out and we started doing it for real,
right,
it took off. And I never thought it would take off like that, but it just goes to show you, always remember, my dad always told me, if you ever want to find out about somebody, don't listen to no rumors or nothing. Just watch them, because they're going to tell you everything you want to know by vibes and pattern. Everybody started watching and started listening to podcasts, and here we are. So that's what I would say about you. Like I said, you got what it takes, and you stay focused, like I said, and keep doing what you're doing. And don't let temptation get in your way, because it's going to come.
Yep. It already has.
It already has. It's already here. But some people, you got to look at it like this. Some people don't want you to make it, but you can't worry about that.
Yeah, no.
Just stay and be who you are, and you can do anything you want.
Thank you. Yeah.
We really appreciate you having us on your podcast. Oh, wait a minute.
We're
doing our podcast, right?
See, you can do it. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
This is what I told you before, you know. Just stay focused, and it'll happen for you too. So, I kind of want to, before we wrap things up, I kind of want to say, what do you always ask people to come on the show? Is a really good question. What do you see yourself in 5 years, and after you're graduating college, what do you see yourself doing? Mm-hmm. What are your goals that you want to accomplish? Any ambition? Like, what is it? What is Allison Ball? Am I saying your last name right?
Yeah, just Ball. Like, Ball. Don't.
Okay.
Ball.
Yeah, that's what I thought I said.
Yeah.
I got a little accent, but
you're good.
What do you see yourself doing? Like, mm-hmm. 5 years, what's the plan?
Probably.
What are you going to be doing?
I mean, if life doesn't throw a curveball and I stay in my lane, I feel like I'll probably, I feel like hopefully, I mean, WKU with the new stuff, like they already told me, like, you know, I could get an internship soon.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. So probably at a news station working, but also, I don't want to, I mean, realistically, I probably will live in Louisville, mm-hmm. but I do want to try to go to a news station that's like a high market one. So mm-hmm. probably like Nashville or like mm-hmm. Texas or somewhere like that, because mm-hmm. That's where the better pay is and more like, you know, promotion. So probably that. And hopefully, I don't know. I'm just thinking about myself, not no man. I was just thinking, hopefully just, you know, very financially stable. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say I want to be rich in 5 years, but I want to make, I do see myself, you know, being financially stable, mentally stable, and hopefully, you know, I have my stuff together, and hopefully if I'm still in Louisville, that's okay. But I do think I'll have a pretty, you know, well-round job, especially with the opportunity I've got here at WKU, because they've already said, you know, I've watched two people, they already got a job and they haven't even graduated yet.
Yeah.
So
that's not easy.
Yeah. They'll set you up good. They'll set you up in a good position for sure.
Definitely a good program at WKU. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that in 5 years, Antonio and I will be getting ready to do a podcast, flip on the TV and watch Allison on the news in Louisville. So.
Well, she'll be back, because you know.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to be
back. You already know. I'm going to invite her back on the show
for sure. Of course.
We'll invite everybody back, and we have some people back. And it's not that we don't like everybody's stuff, but we invite a lot of people on the show. But your personality and just working in media, that kind of puts you connected mm-hmm. with us. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So, you know, if you ever need something, you know Larry, you know me.
Yes, got his card.
Yeah, you got our contact. You know what I'm saying? We'll be here. We're still in BG, so. Like I said, we want to see you succeed and everything. And I do wish you the best. And like I said, I think a lot of things going to come true for you if you stay focused, listen to wisdom, and cut some people off that don't mean you no good. And if you do that.
Already done that.
But there's more coming, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's
not that one, though.
No, not Natalia.
It's a continual process.
Shout out to Natalia. She's in the building.
Oh, yeah, it's my bestie. Love her.
So, but I'm going to let Larry say anything you got to say.
For yeah, me. No, thank we just you. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
And, it was a pleasure meeting you that you night. Too, even though, yeah. Like I said, it caught me by surprise a little bit. I wasn't even thinking about that. Just, you know, out there doing my thing. And all of a sudden, like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. It was funny.
Thank you all for having me. I appreciate this opportunity, too.
Of course. We see that you got the drive, the motivation. You got big things ahead of you. And
thank you. Yes.
And we just really appreciate you taking the time to come talk with us.
Yeah, of course. I was excited. I'm excited for like two, three weeks.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to it.
The episode was coming, though. A lot of people kept asking me, like I said, Instagram. I said, listen, we had to reschedule some things.
And, oh, yeah.
That's, but
oh,
it's coming. Yeah. It's coming. It's okay, though. Yeah. But we figured that out. We figured all that out. Because sometimes you do have issues where it's family or something's going on. So you do got to step aside sometimes just to change it up for next day because it might be a better day. But, Like Larry said, man, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you
so much.
We'd
love to have you back on.
Of course.
Like I said, we hope you enjoyed the show. This is what we enjoyed it. Like I said, a lot of people want to come on. So yeah. It's like you always got to tell. Like I told you, everybody can't come on.
No, yeah.
They can't. Because it wouldn't make sense if you brought all your friends on.
Right. They got to, yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's
got to
be some kind of stuff. It's got to make sense. I always said that. And, but ladies and gentlemen, Allison Ball's in the building again. You'll be listening to this episode. I'm Antonio Mansell.
I'm Larry Duncan.
You listen to Stay 100 Podcast. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.